Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to be with you, and we really appreciate it. We are going to be talking about the lateness of the hour with our special guest, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and he's all over the place. You know who Steve is. He needs no introduction. But first, I need to let you know, and I got to tell you, I'm not saying this to push advertising. I'm saying this because I don't want you beating down my door or begging for something I can't give you. You need food and water, storable food and water, and you're almost out of time. And I can't stress this to you. The system is teetering and it could go any minute. And so what I'm telling you right now is you need to go to preparewithdave.com. They've held the prices in check. That ain't gonna happen much longer. And there's even a sale there. It's incredible. And it's classic storable food. I mean, is you know, some storable foods better than others, but they all contain the same basic ingredients with regard to shelf life, 25 years, how many calories, 2,000 per day. So go to preparewithdave.com. And you also, if you have food, you need water. If Putin makes good on the cyber grid attack, getting water is going to be problematic. And the Naval War College says on the fifth day of a crisis like that, waterborne illness becomes the number one cause of death. So what do you have to do? You need a good filter, and we have one, the Alexa Pro water filter, and the research for it is at waterwithdave.com. You'll see how they compare. It's really, really good, and they too have held the price, and they have a sale, and you need more than one because they get stolen, they get broken. The old saying goes, two is one and one is none. We have three in our family. I'd recommend that to them. With the sale, you'll be able to afford it. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. That takes care of our advertising for the hour. We have a straight shot, and we're lucky enough to have Steve. And Steve, I've enjoyed our interviews so much through the years. I can't tell you how much I appreciate our time together, but I'm afraid it's coming to an end.
Well, I agree, Dave. And ladies and gentlemen, there is such a lack of truth out there that those who are controlling the narrative believe they can control the outcome, but it's going to backfire horrifically against the whole narrative that Russia bad, the West good. I noticed today that Mitt Romney was accusing Tulsi Gabbard of treason. Yeah, and Dave, I can tell you this, Tulsi speaks the truth. I just put out for all my private briefing listeners, which is by subscription only, and then go to gen6.com, the entire thing is on the bioweapons and who's got what around the world. Nobody's ever put a piece together like has been put together for everybody today. And so it's one of the most important things. Now, I've been warning since Breathe No Evil days. That's one of my first books I wrote on understanding bioweapons and chemical weapons. From the time that Kurt Weldon, Congressman Weldon, had his hearings after the breakup of the former Soviet Union, he interviewed Kenton Allebeck, who was the head of the Biopreparat, which is Russia's biological and chemical weapons department, who defected to the United States. You know, Dave, that so few of our congressmen cared, and so few of our senators even showed up, but they just kind of hush-hushed it and dismissed it. Back to Mitt Romney calling Tulsi Gabbard a treasonous, and speaking the truth is now treason. I want everybody to know that. This is just right out of George Orwell. It's right out of Ayn Rand. It's not only Atlas is shrugging, but Atlas is yawning and shrugging by the infamous book by hers. And ladies and gentlemen, as most of you know, I've been following the biological and chemical weapons issue for a quarter of a century, actually 26 years now. I've also been watching, if you will, the distorted narrative. You can go to 2005 and see that Obama, and he was a senator then, and Richard Lugar were the ones that signed off on developing Ukrainian biolabs. So when Romney calls Tulsi Gabbard a treason, I think he should be looking in the mirror when he uses that word. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, the agenda is on. Dave, you and I, over the years that we've done shows together and obviously conferences, we've talked about this. The day would come, and I'm saying the day is here now. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know because we don't always tell you what's going on in the background, but it's becoming harder and harder to get on, to be able to communicate with each other. And now we're facing a potential cyber attack that's gone on. By the way, multiple banks yesterday were coming under attack. We are absolutely provoking Russia. We're going to put sanctions on them. And good luck on, literally, this is proposed, that the British will close the Straits of Gibraltar to the Russians, and that we're basically getting ready with what I would call outdated weapons to take on. Now, I want to make it clear, Dave, and this is important for people to understand. If you tell the truth, you're either going to be a traitor or a propagandist for Russia. And I want people to really separate in their mind Russia from communist China. Today, Patriarch Kirill, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, came out and nailed what's wrong with the West and said, basically, the West is responsible for destroying freedom by embracing perversion and allowing basically the entire Western Christian world to be put at a point of demise. And it's really important that people understand that, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's critical that when you talk about throwaway, when you talk about delivery of nuclear weapons, when you talk about who's got what weapons development, we in the United States, and this is important, do not have hypersonic missiles at this point. Russia has them, India has them, China has them, and even North Korea has them, Dave. And the United States doesn't, because there has been a deliberate attempt to destroy, actually not attempt, there has been a successful undertaking to destroy the United States military from within. First of all, by morals, and then by morals. Also, when all of our enemies were being built up, China specifically, and Dave, you've spelled that out, there's no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that China's coming for us, and they're going to kill every man, woman, and child.
That
if
they
you
can,
don't
yeah.
recognize the fact that that's real, then you're basically dumb unto death, and you will be destroyed. Go ahead, Dave. Now, there's an inflammatory statement. Go ahead.
But it's not inflammatory because it's true. In fact, if anything, you're understating it. Steve, you're being conservative in what you just said. I agree with you. You know, as you know, and I wanted to get your reaction to this, I established last week, right before the BioLabs thing broke, that I linked Fauci through third-party reference with a link to Eco Alliance and these Ukrainian BioLabs. And I had reported in 2015 Hunter Biden and Devin Archer had transported on Air Force Two a biological weapon. I didn't know what it was. I know now. It's called the coronavirus, and they were saving it. And then I'm getting information as of today, and I'm working on the story, that distribution centers to release the virus, they said, oh, it's so viral, it's going to go crazy. No, it didn't. It was released in several different countries at the same time. That's why it spread so fast. And they were hoping it would be more lethal than it was, from what I understand. So, yeah, this is something that these people, they don't care about human life. And when you say that the Chinese want to kill every person, the globalists like Klaus Schwab, they want 90% of us dead across the planet. Now, Steve, I see the world dividing into two camps. Russia started with gold-backed currency, and we know about the BRICS nations. I know Mexico and Brazil met with Putin a week before the war started, and they were looking to move away from the American sphere of influence because they can't stand Biden and his administration. And so they said, yeah, we'll go gold-backed. I understand all of Latin America, except for Ecuador, is going to sign on to this, many nations in Africa. And so the world's dividing into two camps as I see it, and I want to get your reaction to this. One is the so-called Western democracies, mostly NATO and a few other nations, will be in the mode of destroying their own currency so we can have the Great Reset. And the other, and they want World War III to help perpetuate that. And the other group wants nothing to do with Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, and that's the Russian-based forces and their allies. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I'm familiar and have been for the last year, and those people who have listened to me, especially, again, it is a plug for private briefings, know about the name of the operation, Dave. It's Operation Sandman. 141 nations have signed a secret agreement to abandon the U.S. dollar at a given point in time prior to the launching of nukes. And what we're seeing is Saudi Arabia talking to the Chinese about accepting yuan. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I hope all that are listening to this who voted for Biden and sat back and were silent watching the whole fiasco in the political process. Understand, Saudi Arabia made it clear that when we abandoned Biden, abandoned Afghanistan, they knew then that they had to break away from the United States. Now, Dave, not only the BRIC nations, but again, there are, I think, 195 nations right now. Right. Obviously, two of them are considered the Vatican and I think the City of London. Those are separate nations, but not London, England, but the City of London. But I want people to really take a look at the big picture. We know from the Bible, we know from the book of Revelation, that we're entering into a time unlike any other. Now, I know there's Christendom, and I spell it D-U-M-B, that absolutely does not believe in prophecy, absolutely believes that we're already living in the millennium. Wrong. But I want people to recognize something. Never in the history of mankind have the words of Jesus been more prominent or more important than this. If God didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, the elect are those who have called upon the name of Jesus Christ, are born again by the Spirit of God, there'd be no flesh left alive. I've dedicated a quarter of a century of my life to basically warning about transhumanism, to warning about the day of not only AI, but the day of the extinction of the human race through genetic engineering. We're watching that now with the mutagenic injections. But I want to read a headline, Dave, because I think this is such a succinct headline. Patriarch Kirill, and by the way, I want to make it clear to everybody, I'm not Russian Orthodox, although I respect this statement. I have no issues with Russia's Orthodox Church. I have every issue with the evangelical world's abandonment of the Lord Jesus Christ by the majority. According to what, George Barna, only 28% of the people have a worldview, and only 4% of those believe the entire Word of God and have that, and in essence hold that view. But Patriarch Kirill said this: conflict in Ukraine is a battle against a godless international order built on gay pride parades. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is pretty interesting, because when the abomination of desolation, I'm talking about the entity Obama, made the statement, America's greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that, you're watching the change. In order for the Great Reset, and I now, Dave, I go Great Reset, Great Tribulation, I put them together, okay, to overthrow the things that Western civilization was built on, and primarily transformed during the taking of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to the world. Now we're watching the entire chaos be generated by the Luciferians. I want to share something. People blame the Jews. People blame everybody. And to a degree, Western bankers, the Jews, specific, not all Jews, but the Khazars and the different, what would you say, different spinoffs from the Hebrews and the Israelites. But it's deeper than that. What I've tried to do, Dave, and I guess it's coming to an end for all of us who want to tell the truth, is, and do tell the truth, is that people can deal with the fruit of evil all day long. You know, when you first start out, I first started out, everything was a committee of 300. Things that were going, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, all that stuff is nothing but the fruit of evil. The root of evil is a Luciferian war with the living God for battlefield earth. And we're seeing that. And again, Dave, what we're seeing right now is an intentional provocation of Russia by the West, and we were the first ones. Now listen, this is truth. This isn't, oh, he's a propagandist for Russia. No, I'm not. The truth is its own defense. But what's happened in this country that embraces lie after lie, continues to support and uplift the narrative, a lying narrative. We found it out on the whole mutagenic injectionation realm. We found it out on everything. How many times have we found out lie, lie, lie? And every time the mainstream accessories to murder, I'm calling them MS ATM, MS Alpha Tango M, what, Mary? The bottom line is that every time they consider something a conspiracy theory, it turns out to be true. So now we've got, in essence, a war, and it will boil down to a war of faith. As I'm talking today with you, Dave, we are watching the movement of nuclear weapons into Iran. We are watching the nuclear protocols being initiated. What will Israel do? This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that don't know the Bible, there is an Ezekiel war that's unfolding right now. And this is the vision that God gave to Ezekiel in chapter 38 and 39 of what's going to take place. So I don't even care if, you know, atheists say, well, I don't believe that Bible. I don't believe in your God. Well, let me share this. You can take that position, but you can't deny the results of a war that will be nuclear and will be hypersonic, Dave. And this is what the enemy, the Luciferians, i.e. need. They need a global chaotic nuclear war so the Antichrist, which means in place of Jesus Christ, can come on the scene. And they're talking openly about the man, Prince Charles was talking about. Everybody who's a global elitist knows that their time is short, and they know they're ready to bring on their deceptive and their domination and their destruction of the human race. Go ahead, sir.
The human race.
That's a long introduction.
No, it was more than an intro. You had a lot of cogent facts in there, but listen, the human race, you're right, is at risk. It was 1993. I got to be friends with Vance Davis, still am today, his former NSA. And he was telling me that in his NSA training that he was taught, and they didn't use biblical references, but they described Genesis 6 very well, that there was a war in the cosmos, bad guys lost, they got cast down here, and they infiltrated the human race in the usual way. And he said they originally tried to change the soul, but they couldn't, so they've decided to change the human being, transhumanism. And when we go to all the events that you and I are talking about, the end result after the Earth is depopulated is to turn what's left into non-human beings as we would define them, to defile God's creation. How does that set with you, Steve?
Well, first of all, I've written two books on it. The first was Genetic Armageddon almost 15 years ago. And the subtitle was Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's interesting because even in some of the pseudepigraphal works, those are works that were in the original canon of the Bible, such as the book of Esdras, the book of Enoch. They talked about one of the most astonishing passages is in talking about the end times, your women will give birth to monsters. Now, what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, is the transgenic. That means the interference of the human genome by every known form of manipulation, gene splicing, CRISPR technology, which, by the way, I know a little bit about. I know the whole history of Kary Mullis and is simply a bacteria from one of the pools in Yellowstone Park, Mushroom Geyser Pool, change the history of the world more than all the false narrative that Yellowstone's going to blow. So I know about the transhumanist desire, and basically it's called the H plus movement, humanity plus. And David goes back to the Garden of Eden. You shall not surely die. Zoltan Itzvan is one of the smartest, genius level guys who's a transhumanist. He said at the heart of every transhumanist, they don't want to die. Back to the lie in Eden, ye shall not surely die, knowing the knowledge of good and evil. Now what are we being promised? That if you hook up with a neural link, you'll be as God.
You
will not have to ever read another book. You'll have it all instantly. You'll have access to it. My guess, you'll have to pay for the access. But see, it's you shall not surely die, and ye shall be as God, knowing both good and evil. But they're redefining evil, and they're substituting evil for good and good for evil. And the prophet cried out, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. Because again, what's happened, the absolute language that we've grown up with, Dave, had meaning. And now the meaning is being distorted. And that meaning is being redefined in the context of a lie. And Jesus said, the whole world, not part of it, not some of it, the whole world lies in the evil one. So now, ladies and gentlemen, the prince of lies has to destroy the most dangerous thing to him in the world. And that's the truth of God's word. That's the testimony of God's word. And that's why you're seeing the vilification of Christians. You're seeing laws in Canada against quoting scripture. And we have a brother now in prison who is literally standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Dave, this is interesting to me. Because as we become more and more, I would say this, anti-God in our embracing, the occult is exploding. Again, you know, President Entity, the abomination that made us desolate. And when I say desolate, ladies and gentlemen, that's a real biblical term. And desolate means all of the freedoms, all of the liberties, all of the joy. And joy has withered away from God's people. You know, Dave, I went into a grocery store an hour ago in Bozeman, you know, one of the biggest grocery stores. And I had a Twilight Zone experience. I'm not trying to make this spiritual, but normally that place is bustling with life. Bozeman's kind of a go-to destination for everybody because they're running here because, quote unquote, it's the last best place. Well, it was the best place until they showed up, okay? Most of them are coming from they're either East Coast liberals or West Coast liberals, and they want to make everything they fled. They want to reproduce it. I'm sure you're seeing that in Phoenix.
Yes, we are.
Yep. So what was my Twilight Zone experience, I noticed something. There was no life, okay? You know, normally there's a speed of life. There's a frequency of life. And I think a lot of people, and I noticed something, the word mourning, mourning, that's what happens when someone loses a loved one. That's what happens when this nation lost everything that made it great, in my opinion. We failed to acknowledge God. We failed to even understand the words of the Pledge of Allegiance or our national anthem. And we have totally gone to war. The Democrats declared war on the living God. And they believe by surrendering to Lucifer, and by the way, the majority of them have been to the Antarctic, and they have pledged their allegiance. I'm on record as people who have been there have told me that that's where Lucifer's throne is on earth. He got kicked out of the heavens. And when people think of Lucifer, he's not the Underwood deviled ham, you know, the pitchfork or the Baphomet, or all that he's been portrayed, but he was the most beautiful creature in heaven, and his pride was that which overtook him. So in under the ice, and you know, I talked about empire under the empire beneath the ice, that's the name of my book. And the thing that is really interesting to me is Admiral Byrd, when he was debriefed, when he went into the earth, you know, his plane was taken in, by the way, people will try and dismiss that, but what's interesting is Forrestal, the first Secretary of Defense, was thrown out of the third story window in Bethesda Naval Hospital when he wanted the truth to be known. And Admiral Byrd, in the secret, not the stuff you read on the internet, was on record as saying he met Lucifer, the king of the world. So, you know, and I've done a special report on that people can get. And again, this is a commercial for my private briefings. It's that important, go into such depth. Because I'm finding, Dave, that people have too many pieces of the puzzle, but they don't know how to put the puzzle together. And when you take a thousand piece puzzle, you got to start with the borders. And that's what I'm trying to do, is give people the contextual borders for all these disparate pieces to put it in. And someone says, well, you only put it in a Christian context. That's because that's the only context that puts it in from a realistic historic viewpoint, in my opinion.
Well, you're totally right. We are down to the trying to think of the right term so we don't get banned by the FCC. We're down to the nitty-gritty where people have turned their backs on God and we're reaping what we've sown. And this is, sorry to say this, and I don't mean to point fingers, but Steve, this is where we're at. When we look at the present crises and we look at, let me tell you how I see it. Ukraine, Joe Biden will spare no Ukrainian life to stand up to Russia. That's how I view it. But they're using this as a provocation to get into the Third World War. Can you take it from there? I mean, do you see it that way? And if so, how do you see this unfolding?
Well, I think it's unfolding hour by hour. Right now, as you and I are on the, you know, this program together, and obviously it's pre-recorded, but Russia has just is under an invasion plan of Odessa. And Odessa is an interesting thing because there was an old movie called The Odessa Files. Mm-hmm. But what people have got to understand is this. When you draw first blood or first threat, you better be able to back it up. And it was Wicker, Senator Wicker said, well, we can nuke Russia. Behind the scenes, I'm told, Dave, that America's pride and arrogance thinks that we're still the world's superpower. And that's just simply not true. The technological advances, remember, we were destroying our military while President Putin was building up his. Propaganda is not the truth. And that's why all the controlled narrative has to hit the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, people are seeing all sorts of strange things in the sky. Some of them are generally advanced aircraft that we've re-engineered, but some of them are Russian spacecraft that are also endo-atmospheric as well as exo-atmospheric that can travel at Mach 20. And it's literally called the Hell, H-E-L-L, Reaper. And I've watched it, Dave, this is my passion, as you know. I've watched the professional military in the United States deny that Russia even had a 100-megaton nuclear weapon. They only said, well, that was just the Tsar Bomba, that's what it was called, that was exploded, you know, decades ago. But that's not true. Russia put on display its 100-megaton nuclear Poseidon torpedo. And I don't think people understand what you're dealing with when you're dealing with the U.S. throw weight of our nuclear weapons. I think the maximum we have is maybe a 20 to 25 megaton weapon, but most of our military missiles are, you know, basically 1.2 megaton. And it was interesting, Dave, 2 weeks ago, it's on my website still, we tested an ICBM, yet the military said we didn't test an ICBM. The other day, we tested one from California, and it's called the GMD, Group Missile Defense Area. It's in Southern California. It was an ICBM. But ours are 50 years old. Now, granted, they've been updated and stuff, especially the technology associated with guidance, etc. But we did not keep up with the times because while everyone was scaling up, i.e. China, i.e. Russia, i.e. North Korea, people say, why do you say i.e.? Because you've got to include it too. And then we've got the situation right now where basically, let's go with Israel and Iran. Iran has nuclear weapons as of today. Today is what? March 15th.
Are they operational?
Yes, because they're under. Now, that's a really important question. Thank you for asking it. Because when Russia moves their nuclear weapons into a theater of war or potential war, it's always under Russian control. In other words, there's no learning curve. They also moved in 3D phase array radar, ARRAY. What's that important for, ladies and gentlemen? All the supposed stealth technology is invalidated by that 3D, three-dimensional phase array radar. But even more important than that, Dave, it's like door number one, number two, and number three. Behind door number three is the S-550 missile system. Our Defense Department said it did not go operational. I'm here to tell you it did go operational. And the difference between the 500 and the 550 is the 550, the S-550. It can take out satellites. In other words, it's exo-atmospheric, and nobody else can do that. We have nothing that can do that. We have the Patriot Missile Defense System, which, be honest with you, it's like a toothpick compared to the S-500. And then the intercontinental ballistic missiles, which happen to be called Satan 1 and Satan 2. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't think people can get away from the fact that it's interesting that they have the name Hell Reaper. They name their missiles, you know, and the most important thing, Dave, is one of them is the hypersonic, the missile that they've been testing, the Zircon. It has another name, and it literally means dagger or a short sword. Revelation 6 talks about the war that comes when peace is taken from the earth. That's a short sword. And the word is mega. In other words, a mega short sword. And it's not, I think, coincidence that Russia would name their Zircon missile, their hypersonic missile, and they have a word for it. I won't kill the Russian pronunciation. That literally means dagger. It means a short sword. And it's in the context of 25 megaton nuclear weapons. So why is this important? I would think when you understand your enemy, you would want to make peace with somebody. And this is why Saudi Arabia announced they're going to switch to the yuan. I asked somebody that knows. Now, remember, the operational name for this is Sandman. Who set up the petrodollar and absolutely funded it with oil? Was the Arab Emirates, no. Saudi Arabia, all the Gulf states? And so when you talk about Operation Sandman, what happens when those who have supported the American dollar say, we don't want anything more to do with it? And Biden, according to the Saudis, was the reason they decided to turn away from the petrodollar. And people may not understand that term. It simply means that oil was sold worldwide. And when you sold oil, you sold it in dollars. Now people are going to take yuan, Chinese money, and they'll take the ruble when the ruble's back with gold. That story of Russia backing the ruble with gold, and I read some dumb rear donkey, some dumb donkey's rear end, I guess I should say. I'm trying to be very, politically correct.
He has a family show, Steve.
Yeah, I understand. But even that's a good term, the rear end of a donkey. Basically said that Russia only had 1,500 tons of gold. Well, they only shorted by an order of magnitude. They have 15,000 tons of gold. And the Chinese have about 30,000 to 35,000 because the Chinese, I knew one of the Chinese head gold traders, okay? And they have, the great Khans of history, K-H-A-N, Genghis Khan, Kublai Khan. They have all of the different dynasties. All that gold doesn't leave the country. And FYI, Dave, all of the gold that Russia mines internally stays with Russia. Forget Las Vegas, anything going on there stays there. Russia has been building its gold reserves. And when you tell me that the United States, which has, let's just say this, questionable gold reserves, that our fresh water is diminishing, i.e. like my movie Mega Drought. Mega Drought was more than Mega Drought. It should have been called Mega Death. Right now, Lake Powell is within 35 feet of all the power to 5 million people being shut down. But more importantly than power is the water. When you go to Lake Powell and then you go to Lake Mead, it's about the same. Lake Mead took about 35 years to fill. And with the geoengineering and weather manipulation, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in Montana and we're in the drought zone now. We are on the eastern, I'd say, border of the mega drought that's taking place. And then Russia, more than anything, Dave, was the breadbasket of the world or the facilitator of all food in the world. They just shut off all of their basically ammonium nitrate and, which is fertilizer. Nobody can get it now. They will not ship anything or platinum and palladium. The best metals play I know is in palladium and platinum. They're so volatile now. I tell people the metals will go, they'll swing like a pendulum. But as times get more perilous, and by the way, my sources tell me that we could be looking at a literal war in the Middle East facilitating Ezekiel 38 or at least introducing the whole world to that concept in as early as 2 weeks. But they said if they were betting, you can check this out with your sources, 7 days. Because again, Israel has gone on record, they will not allow a nuclear Iran. Well, bottom line is Russia said, again, checkmate. Because it's not indigenous that now is, what would you say, the issue. It's exogenous, it's outside of Iran, but when you've got the missiles, they're operational. When you've got the radar, when you've got the jammers, when you've got everything that has been moved in under Russian control, I would say this, people better reconfigure their biblical thinking as to the lateness of the hour.
7 days. I know in my head it could happen that quickly. I'm having a hard time crossing the barrier into my heart. 7 days. I do agree with you. What do you see as provocations coming out of Ukraine? I don't think we'll see a no-fly zone, but will Russia attack an Eastern European country?
Well, according to some of their spokesmen, they're going to do it. They're basically, that's why Poland backed away, and I think wisely so, from giving their 29 or 30 MiG-29s. Why most people miss that is Russian MiGs were not subject to the technological interference by Russians' electromagnetic, or what's called EW, electronic warfare. Now, this is critical because those MiGs could be equipped with nuclear weapons. See, Dave, a lot of our, quote, accidents aren't accidents, just like the Donald S. Cook, the state-of-the-art missile cruiser for the United States, was shut down three times in the Black Sea. Three times. The infamous first time was when a Russian pilot and an older MiG flew inverted over the ship, you know, the missile cruiser, and he was upside down. And I know it's a family show, but let's just say this. He gave a certain hand gesture to the naval people on deck. The next time was 3 weeks ago when Australia's state-of-the-art missile cruiser, which has some unique capabilities, especially as it relates to deep water and submarine hunting in really deep water, that came to a complete halt too. So what I think people have got to understand is that Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania are already targets and stated targets by Russia. So do I think they're going to play into it? Absolutely. So do they.
How soon will it go nuclear?
I would say the minute that the United States, President Putin's a very, how should I say this, intelligent man. I am hearing the greatest slander against a very bright individual. He rebuilt Russia's defense industry. Remember, after the breakdown of the Soviet Union and Berlin Wall, et cetera, the years that followed, I mean, everything that they had was pretty well put on the auction market. Even 8,000 Ukrainian nuclear weapons were sold to the West or decommissioned. And I think, Dave, it will be dependent upon a provocation by the West, whether we will fly a nuclear bomber escorted into the region that President Putin said won't happen. That's my number one point of contact. Number two point of contact will be if the British try and close the Straits of Gibraltar. I think that's a very wrong move. And I want to make it clear to everybody, this is not a political thing we're seeing right now between Russia and the Ukraine. This is World War III. Well, I haven't seen mushroom clouds yet. I said, just be patient. Just be patient. And see, when you say World War III, everybody's got almost a Hollywood expectation of that statement. But they sure don't have a reality-based understanding of that statement. I put up, I put up a couple of the old, you know, late 70s and 80s war movies that, you know, like America with a K and The Day After a Nuclear War. And one thing that's so profound in that is when normal people are going about their normal life, who even lived in the fields that were, you know, had wheat fields of Kansas or wherever, and they start to begin to see all the missile silos in the United States open up. And the if you remember that scene, I think there's four or five, maybe six missiles that are launching. And there's a scene in the movie where I think he's a farmer. His wife goes about making the bed as if everything is normal. And when he tries to tell her what's going on, she freaks out. And he literally has to put his arms around her to take her out of that. I think that that's a great illustration of how much God doesn't want this to take place. But unfortunately, the word of God, see, God will not violate man's free will. People argue, does man have free will? I'm telling you, when people intentionally get to this point where they want nuclear war, when you hear, again, family show, by the way, I'm not going to use a swear word. I would just use a donkey. The bottom line is that when you see the intentional provocation of saying, you know, what is it? What's his name? Lindsey Graham saying, we ought to assassinate Putin. You know, Sean Hannity, we need to take the head of the snake. Yet it's the same, if you will, Ukrainian government that said, we are the New World Order. You remember that, Dave?
I do remember well.
We are the face of the New World Order. And when you see the Bidens, and the thing that told me from the beginning, when has Soros ever been a bastion of freedom, liberty, and justice for all? He's the one that funded this whole thing on their end. So I want people to understand something. The devil moves all the pieces according to his plan for destruction. God's trying to warn his people. I believe in intercessory prayer, but I believe there comes a time when there's an hourglass and there's no longer any sand in the upper chamber. And I think that's how late it is. Everybody would like to know the day and the hour. I mean, I've prayed that way for, 20 years until finally the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm not going to tell you the day and the hour because everybody has free will. And he said, I will not manipulate that. But there is a time, a day, and an hour when they will have all expressed their free will. This is a powerful statement. And then the actions that have been prophesied will take place. It's really an interesting concept, or actually not a concept, a revelation from the Word of God. So, you know, Dave, I want more than anything, and I won't be able to tell people. I can only say, look at how close we are. And here's the statement. How close, if it's measured in centimeters, if it's measured in inches, how close do you have to get to the edge where you start getting vertigo and, you know, one step further and you're over the edge? I think we're at the edge. One step further and we're over the edge. And I believe the United States will provoke the next incident that will launch us into a, and I want to make this clear, Russian war policy stated over and over and over, we, the Russians, reserve the price or the right for a nuclear first strike. And now we're doing everything in our power to destroy Russia. We're seizing oligarchs who are private citizens, we're seizing their yachts or their planes or their bank accounts. That is political piracy by the piranhas on the Potomac of self-indulgence in Washington, D.C. That is covetousness. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see the Great Reset in real time, remember this. Klaus Schwab said, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, that's because you'll be dead, Dave. And that's the thing that's critical. All the shows I've ever done, over 9,000 plus hours, warning people, the Luciferian globalist, Luciferian elite, want to destroy 9/10 of the world's population, which is right about 8 billion people right now, 7.9 so many billion. But ladies and gentlemen, the Deagle Report, again, a Rockefeller spokesperson, John Deagle has died and gone to his great reward beneath the earth, Lake of Fire time. And in essence, he said the United States population by 2025 would be down to at least 100 million. The last thing I saw, Dave, they moved it even further down to 80 million. That's all the people that'd be alive. And so with the bioweapons, and we haven't seen anything yet in the bioweapons that are going to be launched. And the thing that I think people got to understand, they, the Luciferians, do not care how they kill people because the end result is that death of people. We've just killed our entire younger generation, in my opinion, by giving childbearing age women, a genetically changing and also sterilizing a mutagenic medical treatment. I'm being very careful.
No, you're exactly right. It's DNA changing. There's no question about it.
How perverse are those illegitimate offspring from hell? I call them, hellspawn. How more in your face can it be? Ladies and gentlemen, the human race is going extinct. And this is what's important because the words extinction and annihilation are so critical to your understanding because these are the words, forgive me, these are the words they themselves use. The extinction of the human race, the annihilation of the human race, the death of biological reproduction. Oh, by the way, they plan to turn everybody into a pod person that will be born by genetic engineering. And guess what? They won't have any souls, Dave.
They had that in the Superman movie, Steve.
Yep. Yep, I mean, and the deal is that it is so in your face because what they're promising, and I say this, forget the words, metaverse, just go with the perverse worse, or go with the worst perverse, and that's what it's going to be, where everybody has like superhuman powers, but you're in an imaginary world. And that imaginary world has dispossessed, if you will, or repossessed the normal human experience. And so they want to substitute technology for spirit. And spirit is what God breathed into us. Spirit comes from God. The spirit, when it came into the dust of the earth, created the soul of man, self-awareness, mind, will, intellect, and emotion. And most Christians and most pastors will not teach anything about the makeup as God created humanity. But the devil knows exactly. So piece by piece, he's taking the uniqueness of the human race out of its even ability to reproduce, because nothing's better than killing off humans other than making sure there are no more humans left. And that's why Jesus said if he didn't shorten the days, which I believe we're seeing right now, there'd be no human flesh left alive. There'd be no animal flesh left alive. There'd only be robots and monsters. And seriously, I'm not using metaphors. I'm using literal terms.
Well, I think when I look at the origin point for the war, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the U.S. and Russia are both conducting military drills independent of each other in Syria. So that's the basis for my question. Does the Third World War, in terms of getting volatile more so than now, does it begin with Ukraine or does it start in Syria and Damascus is gone in a day as prophesied in the Bible?
Well, Damascus being gone a day would be an offshoot, in my opinion, of Israel and Iran getting into it. And I believe World War III does start in Ukraine because Ukraine is the provocation ground. You said at the beginning of the show, America's ready to defend, what did you say,
Biden's going to use up the last Ukrainian to fight Russia.
Yep. And so remember, ladies and gentlemen, we always use surrogates. Now, why would any nation, and again, everybody in the world is seeing that the United States under this administration cannot be trusted. And that's why, Dave, I'm telling you, imagine the day comes when the dollar is absolutely repealed and repelled by every nation in the world. They simply say, if somebody says, well, what does that mean? That means your dollar will become worthless. And that's why the digital push for the digital currency in the United States. But who's going to take it? Are the same people that had a bank account, a 401k, an IRA, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, life insurance policies, all commercial paper, whatever the nature of the paper, are they going to trust a digital dollar that's put out by the same people that stole it all, destroyed it all, and basically want them destroyed? I don't think so. So I think, you know, they're going to attempt it. I think it's going to be after. The only hope they could have to restore anything would be a digital mode. But then where does the power come from to run the computers, especially if there's a cyber attack? And like I said, we're undergoing cyber probings every day. So now we're at the place, in my opinion, where, Dave, I would say this. It's not even what day it happens. I would say what hour it happens, because we're told this in the book of Revelation, 1 hour. And I'm on record as that the United States is Mystery Babylon. And, Scripture says within 1 hour, Babylon is fallen. So we're, I think, at a very precarious point. And I think if people don't recognize it's not the nuclear war only, it's not the bio weapons release, it's also the food shortage and the drought shortage. You made the statement. Most people have food. They don't have water. They need to have water, too. And so what's critical is that the war for water will be taking a whole new predominant world stage. So it's not enough, like I said, that you glow in the dark. It's not enough that your internal organs bleed out in a hemorrhagic fever, Ebola, Crimean hemorrhagic fever, or any of the if you will, filoviruses, that's the general term for them. It's not enough. Oh, guess what? You can starve, and starvation will lead to famine precedes pestilence. That's what I'm trying to say. Famine will precede pestilence.
Now you're getting into the area of the horsemen.
We are. I believe we're in Revelation 6 right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the non-believer in biblical prophecy, doesn't even believe the book of Revelation is relevant. 90% of the pulpits and the pulpiteers, those would be known as pastors, will not speak on prophecy. They won't. It's the most avoided, and it's really important because Jesus said the book of Revelation, it carries a blessing to those who read it and a curse to those who try and change it.
When does Israel attack Iran in combination with all that we talked about?
Well, basically, what I'm told, and I want to reiterate it, we may be days away from that right now, because what it basically means with Russian nuclear weapons, that's common knowledge. None of this is classified. The presence of Russian nuclear weapons, the presence of OTH, over the horizon radar, that can see anything down to 50 feet above the ground, the S-500s, S-550, the anti-missile systems. What does that do to Israel's nuclear deterrence? Basically, if they don't act soon, it makes them irrelevant in the nuclear stage. Now, they could have unknown technology, granted, but the same people that have unknown technology can't underrate the reciprocal of Russia's unknown technology and Russia's electromagnetic warfare weapons or countermeasure weapons are real. And again, propaganda is not the truth. Propaganda is a lie said over and over and over to get you to believe. I'll give a good example. Ukraine good, Russia bad. But yet, why isn't anybody who wants to kill the president of Russia that wants to steal all the Russian oligarch stuff, why aren't they talking about the crookedness of everything that went on in the Ukraine
I
by
know.
Biden's son Hunter and also Pelosi's son? Why aren't they talking about that?
Because they
Why aren't
distributed the bioweapon. That's why.
you got it.
That's why. That's
You
why.
got it.
And this is why they're going apoplectic over the reveal of the biolab. Since I ran that article, Steve, which ran 2 days before the major media started attacking Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard, when I ran that article, I got a death threat. I was told it wasn't healthy that I did this and that there could be. What did he say? Consequences to my ignorance. So
Well,
yeah, these people, they're ramping up what's going on. Steve, we just got a couple minutes left and you're all over the place with what you do. You've got so much going on. Tell people how they can follow you.
first of all, ladies and gentlemen, I really encourage you to go on Gen 6, GENSIX.com, because there is where you will find the sign up for private briefings. Private briefings come out twice a week, they're in depth. And somebody said, is it a newsletter? Not really. It basically have four different authors of people that post there. And we get stuff that nobody else gets just simply because two of them are out of the country and basically for their own lives' sake live there. In essence, these are guys who, Dave, know what they're talking about. And there's a lot of people that don't want the truth out there. So it's Gen 6, GENSIX.com. You can look at it and go to private briefings. And that's where I'm focusing the majority of my, if you will, my effort. The other thing is mega drought. It's on the front of my website. The annihilation of the human race continues. I've had people from all over the world. You can download it, by the way, on Vimeo. So if you're any place in the world listening to this podcast broadcast, you can download it. But it's about everything we're talking. And people said it's the most succinct presentation. By the way, Daniel Holdings wrote the script to this. Catastrophes, water wars, nuclear war are about to ignite the greatest migration of humanity in Earth's history. And this deals with more than just drought. It's dealing with all of the ramifications, Dave, of a world at war, both in the natural and in the spiritual dimension. Mega drought.
Oh, there's absolutely no question. How do they get Mega Drought again?
Well, they can go on my website. This one, they have to go on stevequayle.com. And just click on the URL. It's up in my navigation banner. It says books and videos, and it's right there.
Never thought we'd get here this fast, Steve. It just, someone asked me today, did you ever think we'd be in this place 5 years ago? And I thought, well, I knew we'd get there sometime, but I never dreamed it would be like it is now. Steve, much blessing to you and hope for your safety and survival as we enter into these very perilous times. And I do appreciate you coming on the Common Sense Show and sharing your expertise here. And as we'll get this out first thing in the morning and make it go far and wide, because hopefully we can wake a lot of people up. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Dave.
Bye.
God bless everybody.